Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Lamed Hey, the 35th daf here in Meseches Chala, as we continue in Perek Ochlin Arai, a couple of daf left here to the third Perek in Meseches Chala, and we are in the middle of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, where we brought up the sugya of Neshicha, of biting. Neshicha is usually not a good thing. We spoke about Neshicha in the first Perek of Bava Kamma. That's not a good thing. But Neshicha here, relating to rolls, that's okay. Right? What's Neshicha? The question is, what makes rolls mitzuref to each other? So, if you have one dough, okay, that's mitzuref. If you have a couple of doughs within a bowl, that also might be mitzuref to each other, right? Because the rim, the sides of the bowl, are mitzaref. We had a line earlier in the Masechta where the Gemara even asks, why isn't the bayis mitzaref? Right? Why isn't the house mitzaref? And we spoke in the past, the Shvir Shabbos, Kilchasa discusses, why isn't a refrigerator or a freezer mitzaref? If you put them all, but they're in separate bags. If you have rolls on a flat surface, though, there's no tzirif. Right, there's no sides that will be mitzarif them, assuming that the bias and the like. But there is a mitzarif called neshicha, meaning if they are next to each other, and not just next to each other, sticking to each other, so that if you pick up one roll, so then the other one will come with it, or a piece of it will come with it. That's also a form of neshicha for tzirif. So we said yesterday the brisa that comments on our Mishnah. Right, what did our Mishnah say? I put a little Sa'or of Tevel into my chulin, so now I'm stuck. I have to take off Hafresh's Challah from that Sa'or. So if I have some other Tevel in the house, that's the best. Take from there to cover what's in here. If I don't, then I have to take off 1/24 of the whole mixture, as we said. But the Braisa said, what if you have some in the house, but you don't have a full measure of the dough that would be Mechayev and Challah? Let's say you have 4 instead of 5. Right, 4 rovim instead of 5 rovim. So what the brisa say? Don't worry, put it next to each other and be no sheikh. Right, that was the line of Lama Dalam and Alav, the last line. Maybe arba rovin u mashich. Right, and then create neshicha, and that's enough to create a tzirif. And we said from that brisa we learned 2 chidushim. Number 1, you could be part of 2 chiyuvim of challah. Right, that was what we said. This piece of tevel was part of the previous tevel, and now it's part of the next tevel. We gave the mashal of the zimun. And number 2, that neshicha works. Because the assumption is that this sa'or that I got mixed in, it's from tevel daraisa. It's from there was a chiv of challah, tevel daraisa. Now I took a piece of that, and then I put it into my challah. And you see that neshicha creates a tzirif daraisa, because now you're saying there's a new chiv of tevel in the new dough, 4 that you brought next to this one, and 1 inside. So the Gemara says, you see from there that neshicha is daraisa. So Rav Imi said that really it's a machlokas, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says that the concept of neshicha, creating a connection through neshicha, through this biting next to each other, is daraisa. Reish Lakish says it's not daraisa. And Rav Chiya Barba switched it. He assumes that Rav Yochanan holds that it's darabanan and Reish Lakish holds it's daraisa. So we said, well, what do they hold? Right, they asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, no, what's the right version of the Mesorah? What is Rabbi Yochanan and what is Reish Lakish hold? These 2 brothers-in-law, right, what do they hold? So he said, I never heard it from them, but there's a machlokas about a Mishnah in Tful Yom, which tips us off. Ella, let's see the middle of Lama Dalet Amud Beis, Nefaresh Mileon Derabanan Min Mileon, let's learn their words from their other words. Because everything is all their shittas are connected. They might hold one thing one place, but it's connected to what they held elsewhere. To Tama Taninan. Because we learned there in the Mishnah in Tful Yom. Again, Tful Yom has no Shas Bavli Yerushalmi. So we always try to get excited when we have Mishnayas like that. So the Mishnah says in Tful Yom, I was Mafresh Challah. Let's say I have a couple of Challahs that I was Mafresh. The piece that you took off, and it's going to go to the Kohen. And let's say I want to give it to the Kohen. I'll bake it for the Kohen. So I just put it on a cookie sheet, and I'm planning to bake it to the Kohen. Little did I realize that as it bakes, it expands. And all of a sudden, these challahs are, you know, now connected to each other, and they expand on each other. So, okay, they're all challah. So they're all challah, so what's the problem? I'm going to give it to the, I'm going to give it all to the Kohen. What happens if a tummy person walks by and touches one of these challahs? The other one's tummy. Right, is there tziruf, is there a connection between these challahs to each other? They're all challah, they're going to the Kohen, but did I just mess them all up by being tful yom and touching one of them? So that's the question. Hamachnas challos, al menas lahafresh. I put challahs into the, I'm going to put them in, I'm machnes them, and I put them all in, and I'm not planning them for them to be together. I'm planning for them to stay separate. Al menas lahafresh. V'nishacho, but then they expanded, and now they are touching each other. Look at the Mara folder. Hamachnes challahs. Shekid shon l'shem challahs kachim. Right, you are makdish that, okay, this case of chalas kachim, v'kinsan zu al gavzu, v'ein daito la nichan kach, la sosan kikar echad, you don't even mind to make it one dough, el amnas la frishan zu mizu, they're going to be separate, v'nishacho shehid bikan heitev, ach nishacho zemizek shu al frishan, and when you would separate them, a piece would come from the other one. So, what is the halacha there? What happens if, right, this is in the first Mishnah in Meseches Tevil Yom, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So it's full yom. Remember, we've talked about a full yom. Someone who's tameh, who goes to the mikvah, who has to wait till sunset or tseis hakochavim to become fully tahar. And I'll use that phrase advisedly. Right? There's different ways to formulate it. He goes to the mikvah. Now he can now eat ma'aser sheni. After you go to the mikvah, he has to wait till night tai truma. He has to wait till the next day to bring a karban. Right? Those are the three stages of the Tfil Yom. So, a Tfil Yom in Halacha has the status of a Sheni Latuma. A Sheni Latuma. So if a Tfil Yom touches Chulin, nothing happens. Because Chulin, it's not susceptible to anything other than a Rishon. But if a Tfil Yom touches Shruma, or Chala, which has the status of Shruma, then it's Matamiyat. So that's why here, the first bit says, if a Tfil Yom touches one of these loaves, so are they all Tamei or not? So Machlokas. Beishamei Omrim, Chibur B'Tfil Yom. Yeah, Beishamei says, it is Mechubar, it is a connection, and if a Tfil Yom touches one of them, they're all Tamei. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim Eino Chibur. Beis Hillel says, no, it's not a Chibur. Only the one that the Tfil Yom touched is Tamei. But the other ones are not Tamei. Omrim Shimon Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Mima de Taninan Eino Chibur, from the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, and Beis Hillel discusses, Beis Hillel says it's not a Chibur, Hada Omram, right, Tfil Yom here, Tfil Yom touching the others, so that Tfil Yom is a weak level of Tumah, right? It's only a Sheni. So what happens if a Chamur Tameh, what if an Ava Tumah would touch? Would the same halacha apply? So Rish Lakish says, from the fact that Beis Hillel says Eino Chibur, and even for the low level Tumah, we don't make any type of Gzeira or rule to be Machmir, it must be the whole concept of Neshicha is Durabanan. Because if it would be Daraisa, we should be more machmir here. So mima de taninan eino chibur. From the fact that Beis Hillel says it's not a chibur, hada amra. This must mean she'ein chayavin alav mishum tame. Right? It must be that the reason that we are mekel is because even if it would be a serious tuma, we would not hold that it is a problem. Right? The Echad Mishnah. Look at the. We take out the next two words, but if you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Af b'shar tumas demodeba beis hillel davi chibur lav chibur midvar torahu l'chayv ala mishum tamei. It must be this whole idea is derabanan, because if it would be if a katzav of neshicha would be daraisa, so then l'chara you should be machmir here by tful yom. Because, you know, by a serious tumah, it would be an issue on a daraisa level. The fact that we say eino chibur by tul yom, it must be that it's even by the other real, more serious tumas, like an ava tumah, it would not be daraisa. So that's what Reish Lakish says. So Reish Lakish seems to say that neshicha is not daraisa. That concept. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says back, no. You know why we're mekel on this Mishnah? Not because neshicha is weak, but because Tful Yom is weak, right? You have one of two options here. Neshicha might be very strong, but Tful Yom is weak. Ra'amar Le'er of Yochanan, Shan Yehi B'Tful Yom, Dechsiv Be'i Tahar V'Tamei. Remember, there are different words by Tful Yom. We mentioned this a few days ago. Sometimes the Torah will say, you get out of the mikvah, Tahar. And the other lashon would be, Tamei Ara Erev. So what is the Tful Yom? Is it Tful Yom Tam? Is it Tful Yom Tar? You see the Psukim quoted in Vayikra, Perek Yudalid, V'chibes ha-metayres ha-begada, V'gilachas kol sarov, V'rachas b'mayim, V'taher, V'yachar yavol l'machaneh. So one pasuk by Tful Yom says, he goes to the mikvah, and he is tahor. And then another pasuk says, right, the pasuk by, I think it's by, Hechshel kabel toma. V'chol she yipol alam meyem b'mosam yitma. V'cholu b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad ha'erev. That's by kalim. Chalik between a tful yom of a person and a tful yom of a kli. We'd rather not say that. So by the person tful yom, it says that he's tahar. And then by the kli tful yom, tamei ad ha'erev. So which is it? So it must be tahar l'chulin mip od yom. So right away, tahar for chulin or for meiser sheni. Ule truma bishetachshach, and for truma, right, tamei until it gets dark. So Rabbi Yochanan says the kula in the Mishnah in Tfil Yom is because of Tfil Yom. You see, Tfil Yom has this approach where it gets a diluted tuma, right? It's diluted, right? When you go to the mikvah, you're a little bit tar, you're a little bit tamei until the nighttime. So that's why we're makel by Tfil Yom. Maybe Neshicha, the katzav of Tsirif by Neshicha, could be Daraisa. So what do you see from there? Havi Rabbi Yochanan, du amar, davar, she'eno chibur, bitful yom, torahu. Right? Something that is not a chibur, bitful yom, it could be Daraisa. Du amar hanashuch, torah. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan and Neshicha, something that's not mechubar, because it's full yom, that could still be Neshicha, could still be a concept of Daraisa. It's just that Tful Yom is more Meikel. Rav Shimon and Lakish, to Amar Eino Torah, to Amar Eino Nashach Torah. And Rish Lakish seems to say that the concept of Neshicha is not Daraisa because of his Svara in explaining that Machlokes in the Mishnah in Tful Yom. So again, we spoke already a couple of days ago. We quoted Rabbi Daniel Abavli's conversation with Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam from the Maisa Nisim, where the question was asked about Tful Yom, what's the status? And the Reb Avraham ben Arambam answered, no, my father says he's Tahar, and he was very emphatic about it. But it's not so simple. We didn't mention this source when we discussed this a few days ago, so I'll just mention this now. This just, again, clarifies and crystallizes the issue. The Rambam quotes two separate losases. The Rambam in losasay ayin hay and ayin vav, two separate losasays of a kohen tamei doing a vod in the Beis HaMikdash, that's an issur daraisa, and then a tful yom kohen doing a vod in the Beis HaMikdash, that's also an issur daraisa. Two separate losasays. So again, that was part of the question that Rabbi Daniel Bavli asked the son of the Rambam. If tful yom is tamei, so why isn't he just included in the issur of Tame Kohen, doing the avoda? Rambam says, Ayin hei, shehizir Kohen Tame me avod. A Kohen Tame is not allowed to do the avoda. Vu amro yisalel ha-kohanim, v'yinazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yechalelu Hashem katshi. And we know that, minayin, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, minayin l'tame sheshim eshuba misa, had a Kohen who does the avoda is chayiv misa, shenem, dechsiv, daber al-aram v'banav, v'yinazru mikatshe b'nei Yisrael. Stay away from the katshim. That means don't do the avoda, v'lo yechalelu. So that's mitzvah ayin hei. And mitzvah ayin vav, shehisir ha-kohen tvul yom me'avod. Afapi shetaher, that might just mean even though he went to the mikvah. I might use that lashon. You don't know, even though he is tar, might just be referring to the act. Avo bisha toher, you don't know. Achi yarev shimsho, until he has harev shemesh. So the Rambam gets a separate losase. So if you say a tul yom is tamei, then why isn't he just included? So is that a raya? He is diluted tamei. But maybe he's tahor with exeris akasuv that he can't eat truma yet. And then you need a separate makar. But this is where we have this type of discussion. If you look in the Mitzvah Samelach, the Sefer from the Rav in Chicago on Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he discusses this halacha, and he discusses why, regarding the Isser Avoda of a Kohen, so a Tamei Kohen, that's one Los Aseh, and a Tful Yom Kohen is another Los Aseh. But the Isser of just going into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tamei, he counts it all as one. Doesn't count Tful Yom separately. So the Mefarshim wonder why that is. If a Tful Yom is a separate category, make it a separate category for all applications for doing the Avoda and even just Knesset LaMikdash. So why by Knesset LaMikdash does the Rambam count it all as one? So he has that question, but Knesset discusses how Knesset LaMikdash is more of about Hava'as Tumah LaMikdash. And they're all comparable in one category. While doing the Avoda is more of a Psul Haguf. So laguf, every person is different. Lan isbar chiluk iser knisa lamikdash mi tamish hashimesh. De iser knisa lamishum de machnis tumah lamikdashi. Aval tamish hashimesh mi dum psul agufu. and psol haguf, so there's a difference. Ubezeu deman Rambam beis o gimel mitzvahs. The psol haguf, the tefil yom, lo avi psol haguf, the tami mamish, that's different. But iser knisa lamikdash, to be arnu, the yisoda iser mikoach, shemachnus tumah lamikdash, imkein bezeh agedr, the gamel tefil yom, sagi batumah, shenishar bo, lo osro beknisa lamikdash, machmata. If you still have some tumah residue after going to the mikvah, so it's still enough to be within included the Isra of Knesset LeMikdash. But you're not a Tameh person that would create a problem of doing avod in the Mikdash. So you have to be mechali between different halachas. The residue issue reminds us, we didn't mention this last time either, so I'll mention it again, that Egle Tal, the Hakdam of the Egle Tal, where he quotes his father. He says, Ben Yechabidav, the first part of his Sefer. The first part of the Hagdama is the more famous part, where the Egle Tal talks about how when one learns Torah, there are people out there that make a mistake, that think the highest level of learning Torah is where you do it, and you don't get any enjoyment out of it. And you do it l'shem shamayim, and you do it because Hashem told me to learn Torah. Just like I don't wear shatnez, and just like I don't eat basar b'chalav, so too I have to learn Torah. It says the Egle Tal, that's tous mefursam. That's a very big mistake. Because the highest level of learning Torah is where I enjoy it, and I get a geschmack out of it, and it goes into my bloodstream, and it becomes part of me. So that's the first part. And then he goes into Yilmad Adam Torah Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balishma. So he has a discussion of whether that applies to Torah or Torah and mitzvos, different girsos. And then the third paragraph, the end of Akdam, is where he talks about Tful Yom, where he says, I want to be Mechaber my father, and thought about Tful Yom. And that's where he talks about why Shas begins with Kriya Shema. Why is that the first halacha of Kriya Shema? And it starts off with the strange halacha of Tful Yom. Misha Shakon Mechazim Lechol B'Trumasan. The God is a reveal on us. He start off like that. So that's where he says that the message of Tful Yom, what does that mean? You went to the mikvah. So you went to the mikvah. So why are you still Tamei? You did everything you're supposed to do. You have to wait till the rest of the day. So he explains, because once you were Tamei today, then there's a residue of that Tumah that stays for the rest of the day. You were Tamei today on this date. So even though you went to the mikvah, you can't fully cleanse yourself until the day is done. So that's why it's like you cleaned off a stain. And sometimes if you look at it in a certain light, you can see a little stain left. But once the night comes, it's all gone. It's all gone. No more stain. So that's the concept of Tful Yom. So he says that's the concept of Kriya Shema. He says Kriya Shema, you say Kriya Shema in the morning. Why don't you say Kriya Shema by Mincha? Why is it only twice a day? Right, because the residue, right, if Tful Yom, if Tuma stays, then Kavachomer, Mida Tova, and Mida Tara, so surely Kriyashma stays. So the effect of the Kriyashma is going to stay with me for, you know, the rest of the day. At night, it's a new day, so you need another Kriyashma. And then in the morning, you slept, so it's also mafsik. But that is the idea, that's the residue. Tful Yom talks to us about residue. Whenever you see, next time you're cleaning a pot from the chalent and you have the residue on there, you can think about, you know, Kriya Shema residue. Kriya Shema residue, that should stay with me. Should stay with me like the Tful Yom residue. Okay. I don't know, chalent is somewhere in the middle of Tumah and Tara. Like, it's, I don't know, it depends, I guess, how we eat our chalent. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, the other Taninan, so we have Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, whether the concept of Neshicha, of Tziruf by Neshicha, is Daraisa or Durabanan, whether that's good enough. So the Gemara says, but what about the Braisa that explained our Mishnah that we started off our whole discussion with? V'had Taninan, V'im Lav maybe Arbas Rovinu Mashich. Right? Question, the Gemara says, but doesn't our the Braisa that discussed our Mishnah, what did the Braisa say? That if you don't have enough in your house, you can just bring a dough of four and connect it to the one that's mixed into your chulin, and that's good enough to connect through neshicha. But, one second, we're assuming, this is the assumption of the question, that this sa'or that got mixed into your dough was coming from a tevel d'araisa situation. And therefore, now that it's mixed in, according, if you say that neshicha is d'rabanan, how does this help? If you say neshicha is d'rabanan, you're taking a dough of four, connecting it to your dough. But if you're saying that this sa'or that fell into your chulin is from a chala d'araisa, is tevel d'araisa, then if neshicha is d'rabanan, how does it help? Three answers. That's the question. How do you understand this braisa? Right? Assuming it came from tevel d'araisa, so if neshicha is only d'rabanan, so your chiyuv chala now is only d'rabanan, how does that help you? Three answers. Number one, Amar Rav Oshia, tiftar sheba me'isa sanashach. No, we misunderstood. right? This dough came from Tevel Derabanan. It came from an Ashicha situation, right? You never had a chiyuv chala da'oraisa with the Tevel, and therefore it started with a Derabanan, and now it is a Derabanan. Number one. Number two, Reb Zeira boy, ima pligin Reb Yochanan of Reb Shimon Lakish. When is there a machlokes about the neshicha? When is there a machlokes about the neshicha? Neshicha me'elav. If it became attached by itself, as I explained it before, you put the doughs down and it expanded. He didn't have in mind to have expansion and the touching. So b'nashach me'elav. That's where there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Aval im heshicho biyado, but if he was mashichit, but if he on purpose with kavana put them together in order to be able to be touching, kolam amodish anashach Torah. Everybody agrees that that's okay. That neshicha is daraisa. So that's what. When is there a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish? What's the Mishnah in Tful Yom about where possibly it's Durabanan? That's where it got connected by accident. Or even now by accident, just without my intention. But what is the, in our Brisa that we're explaining in our Mishnah, our Brisa, that's talking about a case where you did it on purpose. And if you did it on purpose, so then everybody's going to read that it is Daraisa. We have often in Halacha cases where if something happens by accident, it might not be halachically significant. Only if I want it. If I want it, if I had kavana to do it. So that's happens, comes up by Hekshel L'Kabal Tuma. Right? What's Hekshel L'Kabal Tuma? It has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. What if it became wet by accident? I didn't want it to become wet. I didn't have nichusa. Right? So then it's not halachically significant. Right? Only if I wanted it to become wet. So that's when it becomes wet, but not if it is by... Not if it is by accident. That's one by Heksher. Even there, it's quite an interesting machlokas we showing him. I think we mentioned this when we say it has to become lerutzon, the first Mishnah Machshirin, that the person has to want the item to become wet in order for it to be mukshar lekabel tuma. Which person has to want it to become wet? Which person? If you look in the Rambam in Tumas Ochlin says, the owner. The owner has to be happy. In Tumas Ochlin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, it's the, maybe I'll read it, the Rambam in Tumas Ochlin, in Tara. It's the owner, while the other Rishonim, the Rashba, and others say, no, it's the Nosein. As long as there is a person that is making you wet, right, actively, so then that is going to be enough. So Machlokas, Rambam, and Rashba. The problem is that the Rishonim ask, on the Achronim, ask on the Rambam. Thank you. The Rambam ask on the Rambam. Let me just read it in Yud Beis Aleph. The Rambam says, "Kol divrei hechsher ochlin divrei kabbalahein." We piyashvo lamdush is this number of Torah. V'chi yitain mayim alzera echan amayim v'echad shar shiva bashkin v'ushi natin aleihem biratzon bailim. The owner. It's like ein adam oser davar sheino shalo, ein adam machshir davar sheino shalo. We had a couple of weeks ago. Could you create ein adam mimareach davar sheino shalo? Remember we had that in Machlokas. Also, I think Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh. Could you create a chi of gemar malacha for trumas and maestros, right? For something that's not yours. Ein adam mimareach davar sheino shalo. Ein adam oser. Ein adam machshir davar sheino shalo. That's the Rambam. V'yachar shenekrim nakarka. Obviously, only after it is detached from the ground. Shadavar yaduahu she'ein l'chazera shalo bala mayim kshu mechubar. Obviously, if something is attached, then obviously a rink got rained on. V'lo nomar v'chitin mayim ela l'achar shenekra ochlem nidlashol mashkim. So on that Rambam, the Kesav Vishnah quotes from the other Rishonim that maybe harashba kasa b'perak ha-shochet g'beper she'nashru mikan dikto atot delo bin ratzon abayalim. You don't need to write something to cover. Mishi yadav tameo smashba afilu acher she'eno balaperos. Doesn't have to be the owner. It has to be a human being. A human being has to want this to become water on it. Va'od de'ikaro midichsiv. What's the pasuk? V'chiyutan mayim. Water goes on it. Doesn't anything about the owner. Va'rabam kasav hushi natin aleim beretzon bailim akan lashono. Okay, fine. The question is, the Gemara talks about Meiser Sheni and Kudshim becoming Mukhshar L'Kabal Tuma. That's not Bailim. The person doesn't own it. So how could the Gemara talk about Hekshar L'Kabal Tuma on Meiser Sheni and Kachim if it is has to do with the owner, if there is no owner there. So what you have to say, the Achronim say, it must be that for this halacha, it's not formal ownership like in other areas of halacha. Sometimes you need mamish formal ownership. Who owns it? The bailus. But here it must just mean the one who colloquially owns it, even if halachically doesn't own it. This is kadshei gavoa. This is ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa. But for the laws of Heksher, you might not go by that. You might just go by nichusa, right? Nichusa, which is who is the one that it is connected to. Okay, so there's Heksher. There's also another, might make a difference whether you did a Maisa b'kavana or not. It has to do with Oser for Avodah Zarah. Ain't the most of Shalom. If I bow down to your couch, so then it doesn't become Ne'evad. But it could be if I did a Maisa to your item, that might make a difference if I did a physical act. So here too, if it's Memela or Neshicha is with Kavana. Okay, so that is number two. Answer number two. So again, what's the question? If Neshicha is Durabanan, but this Sa'ar that fell in, isn't that from Tevel Daraisa? And it's Chayiv and Chala Daraisa, so how can Neshicha help? So number one is, no, wrong. It came from a Neshicha situation, so it started off only as a Durabanan. Number two, the Machlokas is only Neshicha Memela. But Neshicha Bekavana, everybody agrees that's Daraisa. Answer number three, Afilu Tamar Heshichu Biyadu Hiya Machlokes. Even if you want to say Neshichu with Kavana is Machlokes, no Mar Shimon Lakish Kedaite, or Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish is following his Lashitaso. Dumber Shimon Lakish Vim Chizki, Rish Lakish holds a Yutz Chiddish, even though we said earlier in our Mishnah, we said our Mishnah says Tevel is Osir B'mashahu, but Rish Lakish holds Vim Chizki a Tevel Bataborov. Rish Lakish says the concept of Tevel being Osir B'mashahu is a Dindir Rabbanan. We spoke about a couple of days ago. We spoke about how the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, "What's the source of Tevel Asering B'mashahu? Either that's Davar Sheish L'Matirin, so then it's Durabanan. Or remember we said Kehetero Kachisuro, just like taking a little bit off Chita Achas Pateres Zakri. One little bit removes Tevel, so one little bit creates a problem of Tevel. So that Svar, that Limud sounded like a Din Daraisa. Nope, Reish Lakish holds that's Durabanan." So the sa'ar that got mixed into my dough, it's batal daraisa. The whole thing we're talking about is a derabanan. So that's why it's not a problem. It's not a problem. The whole thing is derabanan. All right, you want them to say, oh, it came from tevel daraisa. Okay, but now it got mixed into my mixture. So mi daraisa is batal. So the whole din, the whole thing of tevel oz mashu is a derabanan. So it's okay. So neshicha could create the chiyuv, which kind of makes it like now it's a double derabanan. The whole thing is batel, and now it's neshicha. Okay, double derabanan. Rabbi Yosef Engel makes that comment. Rabbi Yosef bar Noray Amar tevel bataberov. He also holds like Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan in a tevel bataberov. Rabbi Yochanan argues machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish whether the misora that we have of tevel oser b'mashahu, right, which is an exception to the normal rule. Tevel. There's a few things that are oser b'mashahu. Chametz on Pesach, but tevel aser is that a didaraisa or a didarabanan? Fine. Rabbi Bob, our mom over Rabbi Hila, Alun Uvda Kumi Rabbi Yossi. They had the following. They brought in front of Rabbi Yossi. Sovereign Meimar. They thought, right, who do we hold like? Right? Who do we hold like? So they thought, Shnayim Rav and Alechad. Well, it's two against one, right? Because we just said Rabbi Bar Mamal, we just said Rabbi Yossi Bar Norai holds like Rabbi Shlakish. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Norai and Rabbi Shlakish against Rabbi Yochanan. So it's two against one. So we should paskin. Tevel is batal barov daraisa. The Gemara says, no. Velo shaman, they didn't know. Damer of Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, ain't a tevel batal barov. There's somebody on Rabbi Yochanan's team too. It's funny. It's like you're just counting like how many rabbis on each side. So we say, no, it's really two against two, and that's how the Gemara ends. We don't answer. So two against two. So and therefore what? Stalemate. Pashas is two against two, and therefore you go by the normal rules. We always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, except for three exceptions. The Gemara Yivama says three exceptions to the rule. Well, we pass on like Reish Lakish around Lamed Hey Lamed Vav, but two against two. Period. Says the Gemara. But one second, we're back to the issue of whether it's batal daraisa or not. V'had taninan v'imlav motzi. Switch the girsa to what our Mishnah has. V'imlav motzi chala achas al hakol. Remember what we said in our Mishnah. Your little sa'ar fell in. If you don't have any other dough, so you just got to take off 1/24th of the whole mixture. Of the whole mixture, not just 1/24th of the sa'ar. So the Gemara is asking, if the whole thing is batel daraisa, you're going to tell me you have to be so machmer and take off 1/24th of the whole mixture? No, that sounds like it's a daraisa. That sounds like it's not batal daraisa. So the fact that the Gemara is so machmir, if we're so machmir l'chora, it is the chiv is daraisa. So the Gemara says, no. Why do you say that? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Kol ha'mamot is your mafrish. Everybody would agree that you, right, you're stuck in our Mishnah, right? You have this little sar that went in, and you don't know where it is. So whether it's a chiv daraisa, chiv darabanan, you have to take off 1/24. Ma pligin. So everybody would agree in that case that you have to be mafrish. So ma pligin, the machlokes, the Gemara is now saying, what would be a nafkamina between the whether you say it's tevel, is batel barov daraisa or not? Well, mice in our Mishnah, we just explained, you're going to be mafrish anyway. 1/24 of the whole mixture. So what's the nafkamina? So one nafkamina could be, the Gemara doesn't say this one, whether you get malchus if you eat it. If it's not batel daraisa, you're going to get malchus if you eat it. So that's one nafkamina. The Gemara comes up with another nafkamina. What happens if in this case, it was batel, so you have to be mafrish? But what if what you were mafrish then falls into another mixture? You have to be mafrish from that one? So that's the machlokas. If you have a second mixture. So if you say the original one is not batel daraisa, so then you're going to have to be mafrish again. So that's the issue. Ma pligin lachush ba'afrash ha'shniya. Man damar tevel batel barov. If you say tevel's batel barov daraisa, like we said from Eish Lakish, arima v'naflis la'asar choron. If you picked it up and it fell into another mixture, ein achosh la'afrash ha'shniya. You don't have to do a second mix. You don't have to do a second one. Man damar ein tevel batel barov. But if you say it's not batel daraisa, then arima v'naflis la'asar choron. It falls into somewhere else. Choshesh la'afrash ha'shniya. Then you have to be choshesh for another Hafrasha. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. By Amar Rabbi Ba, Hashem, we will continue next time with the next piece.